Look, I get it. You might be in your own head. You might be on a date wondering what she thinks of you. Maybe you're at a party, you go to tell a joke and it doesn't land and people kind of look at you and then change subjects real quick. Did that sound stupid? Do they hate me? I don't know. Maybe you're at work and you're preoccupied with thoughts about what does my boss think about me? What are my coworkers? Or maybe it feels like social interactions, you just can't be your true self. You got this wall built up and you hear advice like be authentic and you're like, okay, got it. But then when the situation actually comes, you feel like you fall into people-pleasing mode. And so in this video, I want to talk about that subject, how to stop caring what other people think. When you do this, you can tap into the most authentic, alive, charismatic, badass version of you. Let's talk first about why you care so much about what other people think. This has a lot of forks that go off on it, so I want to tackle this from a couple different angles. The simplest label is called people-pleasing. What this is at its fundamental core is changing your personality for other people in the hopes that they like you more. You often hear things like, oh, I'm an introvert, people drain me. Well, that's a conversation for another time, the whole introversion, extroversion. I think that a lot of people are just interacting wrong. And they feel like they have to behave in a certain way, so that's why the social interactions drain them. But I guarantee you have a few people in your life who you can be truly yourself around and that actually energize you, don't you? In other words, you don't have to people please with them. That's why you feel energized. The whole reason, boiled down at its essence, of why you care what people think is actually rooted in your DNA, and it's not entirely your fault. An evolutionary biologist would say this comes from our tribal days where we can't survive as human beings alone. You need the love of a mother and parents and the tribe up until the age of 5, 6, 7, 8 before you can take care of yourself. If you don't get it, if you're rejected, you literally die. So somewhere in our brain is a center, highly evolved social center, that pairs up rejection as death. It goes 0 to 100 like that. So any form of rejection triggers that center in your brain. That's why the people-pleasing behavior is there to begin with. Now you might be thinking, well, Clark, if people-pleasing leads me to feeling burnt out, what does the opposite look like? What does not caring what people think look like? I think that not caring what other people think looks a lot like leadership. There's a great quote by Kurt Cobain of Nirvana who says, I'd rather be hated for who I am than loved for what I'm not. At the fundamental level, the reason you're people-pleasing and caring about what other people think is that quote. You care more about being liked than you do being true. Why are people drawn to leaders? Why do they have a magnetic, charismatic personality that people want to get behind? Why do you look up to the people that you do? I guarantee you, it's because they have one thing in common. They're not afraid to be their true self. They're not stuck in the fear centers of their brain firing off. In other words, they still care what other people think, but it doesn't dictate their whole personality. They're not molding into someone they're not. Ironically, that's the thing that makes them unique because everyone else in the world is. Everyone else is people-pleasing. So if you can get out of it, if you can really tap into the true 2.0 version of you, shed off the layers that aren't actually you, you will become a leader by doing nothing but existing and leading by the example that it's okay to be your true self. And you give other people the permission to do the same. And I bet your social interactions are going to be better. I bet your relationships will be better. I bet work, you'll have better interactions with people around you. And look, we're raised from an early age and upbringing to have an authority figure tell us what to do. And so everyone's in this mode of like, okay, is this okay, mom and dad? Can I go here and stay with my friends? No, you have to be home at 8. We have this ingrained in us. You go to work. This needs to be done at this deadline. So we have all these authority figures telling you what to do your entire life. It is natural when we get to the conversation of who am I to try and see other people tell you who you are. You are this person. You are this demographic. You are this race. You are this age. You are this sex. This is an okay belief to have. This is a bad belief. These people are good. These people are bad. Everyone's looking for the answers. But how many times do you stop and listen for them? That's what true confidence is. It's developing an inner authority. We've said this in other videos, but confidence in its root word means intense trust. Inner confidence is having intense trust in yourself that you know who you are, you got a core about you, you have values, morals, ethics that no matter what happens on the outside, even if you get rejected, you still know who you truly are. And in this way, I think that the goal is not necessarily more self-confidence, but I think it's more self-awareness. When you start to really know yourself through things like meditation, mindfulness, through things like therapy and coaching, through things like journaling, through videos like this that give you questions and spark new ideas, and you can even disagree with some and take some and say, what do I like? What do I don't like? That's when you stop caring about what other people think, because it doesn't truly align with who you are at your core. Make the focus greater self-acceptance and watch the confidence come into your life. Watch your relationships improve. Watch you get your energy back, because you're not in that people-pleasing mode that's draining, exhausting. The point is, stop caring more about being liked and start caring more about what's true. So part two, how do we actually do this? What are some reframes, tips, ideas? Let's talk about them. Getting fired up today. Going a few rants together, okay? Something tactical that you can start doing to really diminish the fear of what other people think of you. A brief story on this. I was in a coaching call. I have a coaching program. One person came in and said, I'm so in my head when I'm creating content, or I'm so in my head producing videos. And you know, I really want to be this coach, but every time I just get so nervous and stale. And I paused him and I'm like, is it okay if I give you some direct coaching? Yeah. No, I mean like really direct, because the job of a coach is to tell you not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. You just talk for 2 minutes and it was all about you. Is coaching and the content you want to produce, does that really have anything to do with you? If the goal is service, we need to stop making it all about us. And when you flip the switch and get out of your own head into your heart, you're able to reach people on a heart level, because it's a service game. It's not a significance game. The reason I'm telling you this is because I think therein lies the secret to getting out of your own head. Put bluntly, out of love, stop making the whole thing about you. This isn't just in a business context. In fact, one of the fundamental truths in life is the more you give, the more you get. Picture this, job interview. You go in making the whole thing about you and your credentials. The person on the other side, their goal is to find the perfect person for that job. And if you never relate any of that to them and how it can help them, you've already lost. The right approach is to go into the service mindset and say like, how can I fill this position and what you need exactly? And here's my expertise related to that. I think I can really serve you guys. Money works the same way, giving and getting. If you give things away without the need for money, i.e. for free, and serving people, watch how much goodwill that builds and how people seemingly want to help you back through reciprocity, and they want to give back to you, and what you are left with is money. Next time you feel in your own head or that you care what other people think of you, stop making it all about you. Start getting into your heart and start asking, how can I serve? You know, if I'm in a group conversation here, instead of like trying to perform and tell all the jokes, like how can I ask more interesting questions? And in being interested instead of interesting, ironically, that's the way you win people over and they'll start to like you because you paid attention to them. But the opposite end of the spectrum is if someone's trying to take in the social interaction and they're just trying to take and use, and what can this person do for me? And I'm so significant. No one wants to hang around that person, do they? Another reframe. There was something I read the other day that said, at 18 years old, you're worried about what everyone thinks of you. At 40 years old, you don't care what anyone thinks of you. And when you're 60 years old, you realize no one was even caring at all. You might be worried that other people are looking at you or judging you, and that's why you care so much about what they think, because you want it to be a positive interaction and a positive viewpoint and judgment. But have you ever been into a gym, like a public gym? Planet Fitness, LA Fitness, whatever one you go to. Some people don't like going because they're so worried that, you know, people are looking at them and judging them and, oh man, that guy's skinny, or oh, that guy's huge, or oh, that person's lifting it wrong, or oh man, that person looks ridiculous. But the thing is that no one's really looking at you because everyone's looking at themselves. Everyone's looking at themselves in the mirror. So in that way, caring what other people think is a misunderstanding of how important we are in other people's lives. It can also be a very narcissistic viewpoint. I'm not calling you a narcissist or specifically anyone. Conceited is another word for it, where we're so important that when we walk in a room, everyone's heads turns and, you know, we're the only thing they look at and think about. But like, how much attention do you give people in your daily life that you don't know? And if you're like, well, a lot, well, there's your problem, because that's a projection, because you judge yourself so much that when you walk in a room, you're focusing on everyone else and you're judging them so hardly. That's projection right there. So your solution in that case is to be less self-judgmental, be less self-critical, love yourself more, accept yourself more, and we're back to square one with the solutions. Self-acceptance, not self-confidence. Another reframe that has helped me immensely, this was probably the biggest one, is there's a thing called attachment, and some people call this excess importance. That if something is really, really important to you, you place it higher up mentally. You really need a relationship to work, so you text them a ton and you make sure they're not seeing anyone else, and you text them nonstop how much you care and thinking about them, and they're like, dude, it was just one date, like chill out a bit. They start to sense neediness because you're over attached to an outcome going a certain way. Neediness is like the most repulsive energy. So in that way, you self-sabotage the very thing you want, the relationship, because you're over attached to it. You really want the job. So you go in there sweating, saying, I can't mess this up. This is my only one shot at this thing. And if I don't get this, I'm on the streets. You're so in your head, you can't even articulate yourself in the job interview. And they're like, we're gonna pass this time, sorry. Understand that when you're too attached to something and you have excess importance around it, where it has to go a certain way, we have that like control freak energy that comes up, you get worse results, not better ones. And it actually self-sabotages it in the process of caring too much. So what's the solution to this? Illustrate this point. This is a phone. This is a phone. You got your phone. You can toss it up like this. You don't even have to think about it. Because, you know, worst case scenario, this thing drops. Hey, it's got a case on it. They make them out of titanium now. They don't break like they used to. It'll be fine. Now, I want you to think of you taking this phone over a sixth store balcony ledge on the parking lot. And you hold it out over the ledge like this. And you just give it a little pop. Your heart, you can feel it. Skip a beat. You're like, oh man, if I drop this phone, it's falling six stories down. It's cracking. I lose all my context. I'm out $1,000. I can't have that happen. That illustrates being over attached to something, but it's still the exact same act as when you're chilling out, just tossing your phone, isn't it? But it's the intention that you put behind it that causes you to behave differently. Now, this point is deep and it applies to so many areas of life. In fact, in Buddhism, that's why they talk so much about this lesson of detachment. Same with Stoicism. They talk about not being attached to other people's opinions or needs or criticisms. I noticed this in my own life, that sometimes I'll fall into the trap of wanting to make videos and trying to make them go viral. One mantra that's helped me immensely in this work, because, you know, this work is highly public, and like other creators and I guess business owners in general, a lot of your self-worth can be placed in metrics. That if your subscribers are going up, if your views are going up, then you are good, you are worthy. And if they're going down, then you're bad. And it can take a toll on your mental headspace for sure. And this is a mantra, something that you can say to yourself over and over again, and that is just in the background of your mind, and you really want to ingrain this. I'm fully independent of the good or bad opinions of others. Other people's opinions are a coin, and on one side is the good opinions and we feel good. But on the other side is the bad opinions and we feel bad. And the problem is that if you're dependent on other people's opinions of you and your self-worth is dictated in them, well, when they love you, you feel good. And when they hate you, you feel bad. You're placing all your self-worth outside of yourself. Understand that you have value as a person just for existing and being. I'm fully independent of the good or bad opinions of others. We've been talking a ton about not caring what other people think and how self-acceptance and self-confidence is one of the best and fastest ways to do that. When you know yourself fully, it doesn't matter what people think as much. So what I'll do now is link up a perfect follow-up here on journaling. Okay, and keeping a journal has been my favorite self-awareness practice that I've had. I'll link up right here 5 journaling questions you can use to coach yourself and get some of that self-awareness and develop it. So thanks so much for watching, and I'll see you in that video.